Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. It's hard to believe it's already April 26th and 27th. Of course, on April 16th, we had a freak little snowstorm to bring us back into winter, but the weather's been much better the last 10 days, and it's hard to believe that's already the end of April. We got a lot of nice feedback from last week's show. It was on root canals, and I'm not talking about the root canal that separates the buildings between 1 and 2 Delta, although people do like that root canal. Many people have run through it. In fact, we just had the NHGI Delta Dental 5K road race, and which is one of the 7 races on the Capital Year Race Series. That was on Friday, April 18th, and we run through the root canal. So people who heard the root canal show got a big kick out of the fact that recently they've actually run through the root canal. But Dr. Shannon Mills, his whole point of that show was to make sure people understand that root canals are not as painful and difficult. And in fact, one of my goals in my professional career is to eliminate the expression that, you know, when you have something negative to do, I'd rather have a root canal or than do that negative. It's actually, in the spirit of transparency, I've actually had a root canal, and it's actually pretty painless. So that was Dr. Shannon Mills. Since I mentioned the Capital Ear Race Series, that's a series of 7 races. It began on March 29th, the Gilmington 5K, and as just mentioned, we just had the 3rd race in the series on Friday, the April 18th. I mentioned the Over the River and Through the Woods race as well, and that actually is on Saturday, June 7th. And sandwiching that race is the Canterbury Shaker Village 5K, which will be on Saturday, May 10th at 10 o'clock. You have to have already been signed up for the series to be a participant in the series, but you can, of course, sign up individually for those races. So that's the Canterbury Shaker Village 5K on Saturday, May 10th, and the Run for the Animals 5K on Saturday, June 7th, also known as the Over the River and Through the Woods, because that's exactly what you do. You run through the root canal, and then you run on the bridge on 93, and you run into the woods and over the river. So one of the great things about having Northeast Delta Dental Radio is we are able to feature community partners. And with me today is the Arthritis Foundation of the New England region. And with me is Margaret Duffy, who's the Associate Vice President of Public Health and Advocacy. And also a young man named Matthew Raffio, who is the Regional Developmental Director. Good morning, Margaret and Matthew. Thank you for spending a Saturday in late April with me.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Raffio.
Are you any relationship to Tom Raffio?
Oh, well, yes, I am.
You are? Who are you?
I am Tom's son.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. So in this, we always like to be transparent in our radio show. So when I have, like, Dr. Mills on, I acknowledge, you know, that he is an employee of Northeast Delta Dental. And Matthew, indeed, is my son, and he works for the Arthritis Foundation. So let's start with the following question. And Margaret or Matthew, you can answer this question. What is your role in the Arthritis Foundation of New England region, and can you tell us the impact of arthritis nationally? Maybe that second question, Margaret, you can take, and then Matt, you can take the first question.
Sure. So the Arthritis Foundation, our role... under a vacuum, the Arthritis Foundation is the largest national nonprofit organization that's solely dedicated to the prevention, control, and cure of arthritis, the nation's leading cause of disability. And this kind of, we can segue into the impact of this disease with Margaret can interject.
Sure. There are 50 million adults nationwide who are dealing with arthritis and nearly 300,000 children. And right here in New Hampshire, we're looking at 26% of the adult population and 1,200 kids who are facing the daily challenges of arthritis.
And that's probably a staggering number that most people didn't realize, because we only have about 1.3 million of us, you know, in New Hampshire. And if 265,000 adults and 1,200 children are impacted by it, like you said, that's over a quarter of the of the population. Now, Margaret, I know we taped this a little earlier, so on April 26th, you are actually conducting a seminar. So tell us about that as you finish here and race over there. Tell us about the seminar on April 26th.
Sure. We're very happy to be partnering with the New Hampshire Arthritis Center at Elliott Hospital. So this morning we have a Taking Control of Arthritis seminar that's at the Elliott at River's Edge from 9 to 11, and we've got two of the rheumatologists from the New Hampshire Arthritis Center, Dr. Marks and Dr. Mirza, who are going to be talking about rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, and then we're going to be talking about the role of physical therapy and just giving people really some tools so that they can feel that they're better equipped to take control of their arthritis.
Great. And of course, Dr. Doug Marks, those of you who get New Hampshire Magazine see that he was the cover boy, very famous doctor in New Hampshire. And it's great that he's taking the lead, one of the lead roles in the arthritis work. So, Matt, as you know, you've been around me enough to know that one of my favorite expressions is no money, no mission. So tell us about some of the upcoming events and the way that you have with Margaret and your team at the Arthritis Foundation, how we raise money.
Right. So there are four different pillars that our money goes to. One is the research, program services, advocacy, and education. So in part, one of the fundraising efforts that we're doing this year and years past, the 2014 New Hampshire Walk to Cure Arthritis event, and that is pretty much the Arthritis Foundation's core fundraising, signature fundraising and awareness event. And that's actually to be held on Sunday, June 8th at the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, home of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, of course.
Great venue. And if you do the walk, can you go to the game afterwards?
And yes, actually the first 300 participants to register online at thearthritiswalk.org, and then you can select the appropriate state, so New Hampshire, and the first 300 participants to do so actually receives a complimentary ticket to the game afterwards, immediately following the walk.
So they can have a nice walk and then enjoy the rest of the day with their family. So give us the information again. If I'm a CEO or a human resources director of a New Hampshire company and I want to enroll a team or get my employees involved, tell us again how we would connect with you.
Right, so there are two different options. You could call directly at the toll-free number. It's 800-639-2113, or our office number is 603-224-9322, and we could actually go through the registration process over the phone. The alternative option, like I said, is the online option, where you can go onto our walk website. That's arthritiswalk.org, and then you can select the New Hampshire state, and then the website process, even for you, Dad, it's pretty easy, because you could definitely register even as somebody who's not so familiar with technology.
You don't want to give away my trade secrets. For a CEO, I'm really not that bad with technology. So before we turn it back to Margaret, I know one of the other signatures event, and long before I got more involved with the Arthritis Advisory Council and so forth, I had been a big participant in the Jingle Bell Run, and I know Dr. Marks, who we reference, is going to also take the lead on that. So tell us about the Jingle Bell Runs later this year, and I'll probably have to have you and Margaret back, because people may forget, but I do think that you should acknowledge, you know, when those races are, and that you're now going to be using Millennium Running. So go ahead.
Yeah, so this year we're actually contracting outside the online registration process and the operations and the logistics of the course setup. We're bringing on board John Mortimore of Millennium Running, the company that specializes in that, in those areas. And actually this year we're bringing the three different Jingle Bell Runs in Portsmouth, Freeport and Concord. We're bringing them on board to at the Runlet Middle School, and that's in Concord, and then the Freeport High School in Freeport, Maine. That actually, I was in Maine last week for the first time. I was meeting with the folks, and that we definitely had some transparency as far as, you know, the event goes and the logistics and so mm-hmm. forth, and I let them know about John coming to set up the race and et cetera. And then, again, the Portsmouth Jingle Bell Run, that's going to be held at the Little Harbor School as well.
Great. Now, I have a lot of running friends listen to this show, and so they could actually, even though it's not until later in the year, they could go on Cool Running perhaps and register already.
Correct.
Good. All righty. Back to you, Margaret. So, again, the expression, no money, no mission. We have the walk. We have the Jingle Bell Runs. So when we raise the money, where does the money go? Because one question I always get from my New Hampshire listeners is they're very parochial in terms of wanting to make sure that, you know, a lot of the money stays local. So can you address where the money goes?
Sure. Well, Matt touched upon sort of the broad categories, you know, like a third of every dollar that we raise here locally goes right to our national office. We have a really robust research, peer review research program. And so that's certainly where a considerable amount of our money goes. We spend a lot of time educating people in the community and sharing written information about arthritis. And in a lot of those instances, we're not charging that for those services. We also do a tremendous amount of advocacy across the country. We have 70,000 volunteer advocates, many of whom were just at the advocacy summit in earlier March to raise awareness about the issues that impact people with arthritis with our congressional delegation. And so there also are community-based physical activity programs. We have a couple of great programs that we're particularly working with community partners on now. We have a Put Pain in Its Place osteoarthritis community education program, and we have our Walk with Ease worksite wellness and community walking program.
All right, we're going to cover more of that because it being an advocate for this situation, I think, is one of the most important things that we can all do. Matt, before we go to commercial break, can you give us the contact information again?
Yeah, sure. So the online registration process is thearthritiswalk.org, and then you can select the New Hampshire state, and then you can sign up online. And again, the phone number is toll-free 800-639-2113 or 603-224-9322.
All right. Margaret Duffy, Associate VP of Public Health and Advocacy, and Matt Raffio, Region Development Director, both of the Arthritis Foundation of New England Region, will return after commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service. So enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And with me this April 26th and 27th is Matt Raffio, the Regional Development Director, and Margaret Duffy, the Associate VP of Public Health and Advocacy, both great employees of the Arthritis Foundation of New England. And before I ask my next question, in the spirit of transparency, I do want to recognize that I have become more involved. I've participated in the advisory council. And one of the things I learned, which surprised me at the last advisory council meeting, and that consists of business leaders as well as doctors, for example, the aforementioned Dr. Doug Marks and others, Kurt Swenson, who chairs it, is that, and this may surprise the listening audience, but more youth are impacted by juvenile arthritis versus juvenile diabetes. And that's interesting because in May, I'll be receiving a recognition in the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation. And so I've really got myself invested in understanding that. And I was actually surprised and when I went to the advisory council meeting that the that arthritis actually impacts more children in New Hampshire than type 1 diabetes. And so in the spirit of continuous improvement or Kaizen, I always like to learn things. Another thing that since Northeast Delta Dental is getting more involved, and Matthew mentioned the upcoming Walk to Cure on June 8th, we're going to actually have a team of Northeast Delta Dental employees as well as our subsidiary Combined Service participate. And one of the reasons is that, believe it or not, there's also a connection between good oral health and arthritis. So we have a great brochure that we'll be passing out on June 8th. And my goal at this point is to sort of get people to understand that there's also a connection between arthritis and oral health. Okay. Matt, would you mention one other event that you haven't mentioned yet? And that is, I know, because our radio station does reach up into the Upper Valley. On September 20th, you have a Walk to Cure Arthritis in the Upper Valley, and I think it's sponsored by Alice Beck Day Hospital. So why don't you talk about that briefly?
Yeah, so the Walk to Cure Arthritis in Upper Valley is happening on September 20th, like you said. It's, you know, sponsored by the Alice Beck Day Memorial Hospital. The event itself, it's our core signature fundraising and awareness event. So this event is the same thing with the walk on June 8th, where the Walk to Cure Arthritis event involves the teams of people walking along a 3-mile route with a 1-mile option. And it's a non-competitive team building event as well. So the participants from the community come from all walks of life, from businesses, schools, neighborhoods, and other organizations. And really, these teams are formed to rally in support of a coworker or a loved one who is living with arthritis. Now, to transition back from the Alice Beck Day Memorial Hospital Walk, which is in Upper Valley in Lebanon, New Hampshire, to the walk in Manchester, our adult honoree, Michelle Polaria, that reflects perfectly of where teams are formed to rally in support of a loved one. And Michelle Polaria is actually our adult honoree, and her team, the Team Lakeys, up to date has fundraised upwards of $4,000.
Wow, that's great. That's great for Michelle and the team. Now, before I get Margaret back here, one other quick question. So the color of the arthritis wall, so it's blue, where people get blue T-shirts, is that?
Yes, the color is blue. The T-shirts, they're actually divvied out, which is predicated by individual fundraising efforts. So folks qualify for T-shirts if they reach the $100 threshold.
Okay. And if you could give the contact information again, if I'm listening to this in the Upper Valley and I want to sign up for the Alice Beck Day one, or from the Manchester Concord area and I want to sign up for the June 8th one, what is the contact information?
Right. So the Upper Valley and the New Hampshire Walk, they're both underneath the same umbrella. So if you just go to arthritiswalk.org and then you can select New Hampshire, then you have the two options of Upper Valley and the New Hampshire Walk as well. And then the same applies for the toll-free and the office numbers as well. So it's the 800-639-2113, and our office number is the 603-224-9322.
Okay, now back to Margaret. Your role as Associate VP of Advocacy, tell us about how the volunteer advocates work, and also I want to segue a little bit into worksite wellness, because obviously if there are 265,000 adults in New Hampshire that have arthritis. Many of those people obviously go to work, so there must be a way we can interface with worksite wellness. So why don't you handle those topics for us?
Sure. Actually, our advocates we're finding are some of our most passionate volunteers. There are a lot of parents of children with arthritis, and obviously adults who are affected by arthritis, as well as family members. And what they do is we have kind of two levels of advocates. We have our e-advocates, who receive updates from our national office about issues that are important to people with arthritis kind of on a federal level, whether it's funding for research at the National Institutes of Health or Department of Defense, and also if there's a state issue, and then they would email our members of Congress. It helps really put arthritis on the map. You know, we're fortunate that when we live in a small state, it doesn't take a lot of voices for an issue to get on the radar screen of a legislator. So those are folks who make a commitment to be a voice for arthritis. And we have advocacy ambassadors who make a commitment to really establish a relationship with the members of Congress so that they really understand the issues at hand when dealing with arthritis.
So if I wanted to sign up to be an advocate, and now I do get those emails, and they do make it very easy for you to, via click, you know, to contact our congressional delegation, either, you know, federal or the local folks, how would I go about signing up?
The easiest way is to go to www.arthritis.org/advocacy. And you can learn all about the advocacy priorities for the Arthritis Foundation. And it really takes 30 seconds, you know, to become a voice for arthritis.
And I agree. They make it easy for you and make it very user-friendly, and it's very educational. Tell us now about how your organization might be able to integrate with other worksite wellness events. I know at Northeast Delta Dental we have a huge benefit fair where we have massage therapists, and we have all the representatives from all the different carriers. When we do this next time, we probably should have someone from arthritis there. But tell us what's your plan of attack, if you will, to get integrated with worksite wellness?
Sure. You know, when we talk about how arthritis impacts people, we talk a lot about both absenteeism and kind of presenteeism, where people have to go to work and yet their arthritis can really affect their ability to, you know, be productive and do all the things at work that they need to do. So we have a couple of initiatives that we'd really like to offer HR folks. And one is the Put Pain in Its Place, which is a program for osteoarthritis awareness. And it takes about an hour, so it's easy to do kind of a lunch and learn. And the other is the Walk With Ease program, which is an evidence-based 6-week walking program that people can do on their own, or it can be led by a leader. And we find a lot of work sites do it during lunch, or they get groups that get together, right after work. And that is a program, it's not just about walking, but it's for people with arthritis to give them some information about walking safely, kind of setting goals and building up their confidence. If you have, depending on how arthritis impacts you, you know, if you've got hip, knee, you know, back arthritis, maybe walking isn't the first thing on your list. But we sort of have a tagline that movement is the best medicine. And so this is a program to help people be successful at improving their overall health and their productivity through the walking program.
So if someone, an HR person who's listening to this, wants to get in contact with this Put Pain in Its Place process, would they just call you directly?
Absolutely.
So why don't you give us the number, Margaret?
Sure. They can call us toll-free at 1-800-639-2113 or 603-224-9322.
Great. We've just got a few seconds remaining. So, Matthew, again, my favorite expression, no money, no mission. So once again, why don't you give out the information for the June 8th upcoming Walk to Cure Arthritis?
So the June 8th walk is occurring on Sunday at the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, home of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. And the first 300 participants to sign up actually receives a complimentary ticket to go to the baseball game immediately following the walk. And the online registration is, again, www.arthritiswalk.org. And then you can select the appropriate state, which is New Hampshire. And then you can register online from there.
And having done it last year was in Londonderry through an apple orchard. It's very inspiring, and I would encourage all of you to attend. We've got the great venue this time, Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. We're expecting a large turnout, and I'm hoping HR professionals and CEOs who are listening to this show this weekend, that you'll get a team together and also donate, because again, you may not realize this, but over 265,000 adults are impacted by arthritis and over 1,200 children are impacted by arthritis. Matthew Raffio, Regional Development Director, and Margaret Duffy, Associate Vice President of Public Health and Advocacy, thank you for joining me this April weekend, and I look forward to seeing you at the walk as well as the Jingle Bell runs. Phone number one last time before we leave the audience.
The toll-free is 800-639-2113 or 603-224-9322. And I want to, on behalf of Margaret and myself, Dad, I'd like to thank you for having us on your radio show. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. You have upped the ratings, I'm sure. Tom Raffio will return next weekend for Northeast Delta Dental Radio.